It's now time for another Castle Country Focus, and joining me in the studios, as always, I have got Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
It's good to be here today. I'm doing great.
Good. I'm so glad that you're here. It's an exciting time of the year, I think not just for kids, but parents get excited this time of the year as well.
You know, Halloween's 2 weeks away. I love this time of year. I love the fall anyway. The weather's favorable. I think we're going to have a good weather pattern for Halloween this year.
I sure hope so. It was scaring me last week. It was really cold, but it's starting to warm up a little bit again. I'm hoping that it holds out a couple more weeks and Halloween is really nice.
I think you're going to be happy. I think it's going to be good. So, you know, as usual, the sheriff's office is going to be out on their rhinos and their in neighborhoods to pass out candy to the kids and kind of keep the peace, make sure everything's good. A couple of years ago, we had some medical calls that just happened to be right on the spot with our little rhinos. So we think there's a good benefit to being out there, and it's also fun for us and the kids. So.
Oh, yeah. I think the kids absolutely love seeing when they see you guys out there with your badges and a uniform or dressed up, and they're like, oh, my gosh, let me go get some candy from them. They get really excited.
They do. So with that, I want to throw out a few safety tips for the trick-or-treaters and the motoring public. So one thing is cross the street at corners using traffic signals and crosswalks. Make sure that you don't get too excited. And, you know, the way that we always did it is we'd pick a side of the street, go down that side, cross at the crosswalk, hit the other side, and kind of work in a square like that. Look left and right and left again when you're crossing, and keep looking as you cross the street. And if you are crossing the street and you see a driver of a car, make eye contact with that driver so you know they see you. Put electronic devices down. This is a big one. And keep your heads up and walk. Don't run across the street. Leave your electronic devices in your pocket when you're out trick-or-treating, and don't be distracted like that. And always use the sidewalks. Try to stay out of the streets so that way you're not a road hazard. And children under 12 shouldn't be. This is my guideline. Children under 12 shouldn't be trick-or-treating alone. Either be with a parent or an older sibling that's responsible, just to make sure everyone's safe and sound. And parents, when you're decorating the kids' costumes, be creative and come up with a cool costume, but be tactical, I like to say. You know, put reflective tape on there, use lighting when you can, make sure that they use face paint over masks if you can, because you can see better from that, and make sure the costume is well fit so it's not baggy and becomes a trip hazard for kids. And then, of course, drivers, slow down when you're in the neighborhoods and be alert. Watch for the kids outside of the crosswalks. And especially if you're pulling in and out of driveways. So if you're walking in a neighborhood, watch for cars backing out of the driveway. If you're backing out of the driveway, watch for the kids walking. And some of these neighborhoods really get hit hard, so you may be a minute trying to get out of the driveway.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it just goes to say you have to 100% be cautious and alert the whole entire time. Kids are not paying attention to a vehicle. I don't care if you say they are. I'll be with my child. They're going to be watching. No, they see their friend from across the street. You better believe they're going to dart over there to go say hi.
Yeah, Halloween's such a festive time. There's so much going on. You just got to expect that the kids are going to be running around and just be watching for them all the time. And so I'm excited. Before Halloween, we have the opener of the rifle deer season this weekend.
Right.
So hunters are going to be out in the field, and just want to caution, as always, you know, be safe with your firearms on and off your four-wheelers and ATVs and UTVs, and know your target and everything that's beyond it. So
absolutely, yes. Very, very exciting time of the year here in the Castle Country area. So make sure that you're being safe so that you can have fun. I mean, yeah. A really great time can go terribly bad really fast.
And you know, just be careful out there and enjoy time with family and friends. This is the time of year to enjoy that, and hopefully I'll run into a few folks on Halloween. I'm looking forward to that day. So
it's gonna be a lot of fun. Well, thanks so much, Sheriff, for coming in this morning and giving us an update.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Oh, for sure. For more on this Castle Country Focus or additional Castle Country Focus interviews, you can find them at castlecountryradio.com.